Yo, let me tell you something. When you have the 65th award show for the Grammys, and you have an opportunity to open up the show, who better than El Conejo Malo, Bad Bunny? This is my pensamiento en el momento, and why this is such an amazing opportunity that we saw in Bad Bunny. And shout out to the Grammys, because that's what you're supposed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this. Dale. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? What is up? This is Noan El Boricua, and this is Fuel Pasión Podcast, where it's all about the cultura, it's about faith y conexiones. More importantly, I really want to just give a shout out because last night, at the time of this recording, last night on Sunday, February 5th, we had the Grammys here in Los Angeles, California, where it was the 65th annual award show, which finally came back, you know, so the 65th in general. And let me tell you, the artists came out, they represented all the artists. I think one of my highlights, aside from what we're talking about today, was the celebration of 50 years in hip-hop. Shout out to all of the artists, and not just the past, but present and future of those that are being inspired. Now, with that being said, why was the opening so special for many of us, and not just Puerto Ricans, but maybe you're a Latino or Latina, and you can resonate with this? Well, I want to give a special shout out to Astrid Rivera. She is a journalist, someone who does amazing work, Puerto Rican. And one of the things that she really put in her Instagram that really got me to look at it was, there's a moment that, if you remember, Bad Bunny opens up. We had bomba, we had salsa, we had some merengue. It was, and of course, we had some reggaeton. But there was something in the colors of the outfits. There was something in the smile and the energy of the dancers and the musicians. All this moments that was highlighting and accenting not only who the main artist was, but really paying homage to our past and really present and hopefully inspiring our future. And Astrid Rivera gave a special shout out, and I hope you guys can check the, you know, this Instagram page out. It's called Agua, Sol y Sereno. They're from Puerto Rico, and they made history. Now, in their most recent post that they had at the time of this recording, it is in all Spanish. Hit the translation button, and I hope you guys can really understand the importance of really what was done. And I think for me, why I speak to this personally is because when we see these really big artistic heads that are on top of some of these dancers, many of us in El Caribe, we know them as cabezudos, which is, you know, I guess how you can translate this, kind of like just big heads. But more importantly, these are used during special moments of celebration, specifically San Sebastian, which recently just happened. It's one of those moments that I think when we think about la cultura and la cultura puertorriqueña, it is something amazing. Now, if you have a chance, I want to kind of speak to some of the people. Now, one of these cabezudos was Tego Calderon. He's considered a pioneer of reggaeton genre. He has released numerous hits and songs throughout his career, including Al Natural, Body Body. But he is also known for his socially conscious lyrics that address the political and social issues in Puerto Rico y toda Latinoamérica. One of the other ones that really got me super dope excited was when I saw the baseball hat on this cabezudo, and it was Roberto Clemente, who played for the Pirates, Pittsburgh Pirates, from 1955 until 1972. Here's a little bit about him. 15-time All-Star, 4-time National League batting champ. He won the National League MVP in 1966. Clemente was known for the exceptional batting skills and a powerful arm as a right fielder. He was also, off the field, an amazing humanitarian, actively involved in his community and also involved in charity work and improving the lives of the underprivileged communities. Desafortunadamente, sadly, Clemente did die in a plane crash in December 31st of 1972. It was en route to be able to deliver aid to an earthquake victims in Nicaragua. He was inducted in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1973, and till this day is widely regarded as one of the greatest baseball players of all time. that really hit home for me. That was really special. Some of the other ones, which I know that I've read a little bit about, or more importantly, some of the musicians, because, I mean, I am about the music. We did have Julia de Burgos, who was a Puerto Rican poet, activist, feminist. She's considered to be one of the most important figures in the 20th century in Latin America and Puerto Rican poetry. De Burgos' work often dealt with the themes of love, nature, social justice, and she was known for her powerful and lyrical writing style. She was also a political activist. She was advocating for Puerto Rican independence and women's rights. But despite her short life, because she died at the age of 39, De Burgos left a lasting legacy, and her poems are widely read and celebrated in Puerto Rico and Latin America, or Latinoamérica. Ismael Rivera, yo, considered one of the greatest salsa singers of all time. Rivera started his musical career in the 1950s, and he quickly gained recognition for the soulful voice, the powerful presence that he had on stage. He recorded numerous hit songs throughout his career, including El Nazareno, La Vida de un Carnival, El Sonero Mayor. Rivera was known for his ability to convey the emotion through his music, and considered a master of the improvisational style of salsa. He passed away in 1987, but his music todavía continúa. It still continues and is widely celebrated and is considered a cornerstone of Puerto Rican and Latin American popular music. Now, let's stay with the theme of musicians. Tite Curet Alonso, he was a composer, a producer. He was born in the late 20s, considered one of the most important figures in the development of salsa music. Curet Alonso was also known for his innovative, imaginative style. He was combining the elements of this traditional, like, Puerto Rican music with jazz and funk and contemporary genres. Can you feel the smile on my face, man? Look, he wrote and produced hundreds of songs for numerous salsa artists, including Héctor Lavoe, Ismael Rivera, El Cheo Feliciano. Like, he is widely regarded as one of the greatest salsa songwriters of all time, and his songs are considered timeless clásicos del género. Curet Alonso passed away in 2003, pero la música sigue, and is widely celebrated, and it remains his major influence in todo lo que es Puerto Rico y Latinoamérica when it comes to popular music. Now, let's come back to a journalist and a poet, Lola Rodriguez de Tio. She was born in 1843, ladies and gentlemen, and she was one of the first women to publish poems in Puerto Rico. Rodriguez de Tio was a political activist and a strong advocate for women's rights, using her writing to be able to what? Address social, political issues of the day. She was also known for her powerful and lyrical writing style, which often dealt with a lot of themes similar to, like, love, nature, social justice. Despite her early death at the age of 39, she left a lasting legacy, and her poems continue todavía being widely read and celebrated in Puerto Rico y toda Latinoamérica. She is considered a trailblazer for women's rights y una de las personas más importantes in the development of Puerto Rican literature. That's something to really just think about when we think about trailblazers and what they do. And I think this is why it was so dope to see what, you know, Bad Bunny did in bringing these historical figures to the forefront. Yes, we celebrate the moment. Yes, we celebrate the artist. But the artist himself or herself, depending who it is, the fact that they're willing to put in the education and to be able to teach the world, man, a little bit about their just story, that's so dope. Let's continue a little bit. To close it out, Andy Montañez, salsa singer, born in 1947. And again, another great among salsa singers of all time. Montañez started his musical career in the 1960s, and he quickly gained the recognition for his powerful voice and his dynamic stage presence. He recorded numerous hit songs throughout his career, including one of my favorites, Un Verano en Nueva York, also La Muñeca, also El Hombre de la Salsa. Montañez is known for his ability to be able to convey la emoción a través de la música, through his music, and has been praised for his powerful and soulful performances. He continues to tour, perform till this day, and is widely celebrated as un legendario de la salsa, a salsa legend. I want to say thank you to artists similar to Bad Bunny that are willing to at times educate their audience as well as the general audience of where we come from. I think it's important to know nuestras raíces, our roots. It's important to know the traditions of our culture, nuestra cultura. And I think the fact that there was intentionality, and I need to give a shout out to Bad Bunny's creative team overall. I think the intentionality to do this was amazing. I applaud you, Bad Bunny, and your whole team overall, because this is what we need. Yes, we have a good time. We're dancing, we're jumping, like all the good stuff. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's also understanding that legacy and also history is important to look back, reflect, and see some of these important cornerstone figures in our lives. And how do we continue to trailblaze our own? Because remember, God has called you with a purpose. The question is, are you willing to seek it out and as well as to celebrate those along the way that have inspired you to get where you're at today? Ese es mi pensamiento en el momento, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you can check us out on FuelPasionPodcast.com. And I hope you're enjoying Season 5, El Movimiento, where we actually talk about Bad Bunny and some of the career lessons we can take from him and apply it to our careers and the organizations that we work at. Oye, como siempre, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, always grow in your faith, y como siempre, make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.